It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for joining me this morning. This morning's guest is the governor of Illinois, Governor Bruce Rauner, who has been a guest on the show a number of times through his tenure as governor, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to catch up with the governor regarding his thoughts on the future of the state of Illinois and particularly on the Department of Natural Resources and the outdoors in Illinois. So, Governor, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning. I guess I'll start off with, I know you've had it's been 4 years. You did not come into this as a politician. You came in as a businessman. What has been, as you look at the natural resources, if you will, of Illinois, and I guess that means the total state, what have been some of your biggest surprises as a business person coming in politics?
Well, thanks, Charlie. And again, good morning to you and your listeners. And Charlie, thank you for your leadership and advocating for conservation of our natural resources and being such a strong advocate for hunting and fishing and enjoying the outdoors. I appreciate you and your work and your advocacy very much. And as a fellow outdoorsman, it's been an honor for me to serve the people of Illinois. My goal is to bring back enjoyment of the outdoors and particularly our great American traditions of hunting and fishing to Illinois, because for too long, for really decades, we have underinvested in preserving our outdoor sporting life and the opportunities for our young people to get into these sports. My two predecessors as governor were really not into the outdoors whatsoever, and they defunded the Department of Natural Resources. And we had so much deficit spending and misappropriation of funds and, frankly, mismanagement that the Department of Natural Resources really suffered badly in the prior 12 years before I became governor. And then the budget impasse for a couple of years where Madigan had a supermajority wouldn't pass a balanced budget, wouldn't properly fund DNR, and really with a goal of forcing a tax hike, that caused even more disruption. And I don't want to get into too much politics today, but my opponent in this election is very much from the city background, Madigan background, not an advocate for the outdoors like I am, and certainly not a supporter of the Second Amendment like I am. So we have a lot of risk in this election. But what I found when I got in office is the mismanagement of our resources was even worse than I feared, and the bureaucracy, so cumbersome, so ineffective, and also had defunded of resources, and natural resources and the DNR had not been given the priority that they deserved to have. And many of the revenue streams, especially revenue streams that were, stamped revenue and other usage fees, were being swept away from use for natural resources and sent off to other of the, well, I'll use a word for it, baloney that state government was spending money on. And we had $10 billion of unpaid bills. We had a $2.5 billion deficit when I became governor. And the Department of Natural Resources really had been choked of support. So we've gradually tried to change that, although the budget fight for two and a half years really slowed us down. But we've made progress. And I'd love to walk through with your listeners some of the things that we have accomplished and what we hope to accomplish in the next 4 years.
That would be great. We're visiting with the governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, who I've had the pleasure of knowing for many years. And I guess, Governor, that one of the things that has separated you from previous governors in Illinois is that you love to hunt and fish, and it's been a passion. Do you want to talk just for a moment about what that means as governor? I mean, certainly we've had governors who did not like to hunt and fish, and we saw the results in the Department of Natural Resources, and then we had a governor like Governor Edgar, who did not hunt. He did fish, but he loved the outdoors, and he created a powerful Department of Natural Resources. So which has now been emasculated. How important, in your view, take yourself out of this for a second, but just in the context of running a state, how important is it for a governor to have an attachment to the natural resources as you have?
Well, I think it's critically important, Charlie. You know, I personally believe that the American traditions of enjoying hunting and fishing and the outdoors, camping, hiking, canoeing, and the incredible natural resources that America has been blessed with since our founding. It's so much part of who we are as Americans. It's so much of the foundation of our quality of life and passing on those traditions from generation to generation, from father to daughter and mother to son. It's so much about what makes the quality of life and enjoyment of our nation really is based in hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, being outdoors and celebrating the outdoors. And since my youngest days, catching my first fish in a rowboat with my grandfather, who was a dairy farmer and loved the deer hunt. And the first time I walked the field with a dog and chased up pheasants as a kid, and working with dogs now and going after ducks and pheasants and quail. And it's so fun. And it's probably the most special times of my life are when I'm out in the field with my sons or my daughter or some close friends. And the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt, and working with dogs and breathing that fresh air, it's just the best. And making sure that everyone in Illinois has the opportunity to do that on public lands and on public-private partnerships on private land to go after deer, our state mammal, as well as birds and other forms of recreational hunting. I think it's just, it's so important. And I deeply appreciate it. And frankly, my predecessors that came after Governor Edgar, but before me, did not appreciate it. And my opponent in this race certainly doesn't appreciate it. And I think it's essential that we understand this, we appreciate how important it is, and that we prioritize it as we're doing our budgeting and as we're running the government.
One of the things, before we take a quick break, Governor, is a number of states have built very large tourism departments around outdoor recreation. And a great outdoorsman in Illinois, Bill Cullerton, who I know you knew, said, you know, go stop in Illinois, don't drive through Illinois. And Illinois is surrounded by states, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, in particular, Minnesota, that have made tens of millions of dollars of investments in getting people to recreate in their states. Is that something that, if you were able to have another term, that you would hope the state would be able to continue to try to improve the quality of life through outdoor recreation in the state, or do we just cede that territory to our neighbors?
Oh, boy, I feel very strongly. It's not only a quality of life issue for our citizens to enjoy here in Illinois, but it's such a major economic engine. I mean, just today, Illinois has about almost $2.5 billion, $2.5 billion with a B, spent by hunters and anglers in Illinois, over 32,000 jobs, and we've got 1.3 million hunters and anglers in Illinois. It's a huge business and economic prosperity and good paying jobs and careers. And if we invest in it, we can expand it and grow it and get even more jobs, more economic growth, and more enjoyment for everyone. And it is part of the budgeting process. I'm prioritizing natural resources and also public-private partnerships so we can expand access to hunting in partnerships. We've added just recently 18,500 acres in private land that is now opened through our DNR to deer hunting access that was never available before. We've added 40 new conservation officers to keep our hunters and advocates enjoying outside, being safe and being supported. We've got $31 million in capital development projects, updating our boat ramps and updating our parks. $31 million being spent right now through the budget. We've stiffened the penalties for poaching and illegal hunting and instituted more significant financial penalties for illegally taking white-tailed deer. We're trying to change the system to protect the resources and enhance the enjoyment for those who want to get out and partake.
Well, I think in Illinois we have lagged behind other states, and it's good to hear that continues to be a priority in fixing that. It is hard, and this is not a political statement, but it's hard to overcome many years of neglect all at once. We are visiting Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois. We'll be back in just a moment with the final word from the governor. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Hope you're enjoying my discussion with the governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner. Just before the break, you were talking about the economic engine that natural resources, hunting, fishing, hiking, biking can be for a state, and of your thoughts, should you have the opportunity to continue to build that for the state of Illinois, and given the fact that our neighbors have been living off of people in Illinois for many years, Bruce, Governor, you said that, you know, you were hopeful that we could have a strong economic engine here in Illinois. Let me ask you a question. If you have another 4 years, what are some of the things you would like to accomplish, I guess, for the state in general? You can wander beyond the DNR here, but obviously our audience this morning are farmers, hunters, anglers, and people who love the outdoors, not just from Illinois, but around the Midwest. What are some of your sort of final thoughts, if you will, about where you'd like the state to go?
Well, Charlie, I want to make the government itself much more efficient and effective and transparent. There's billions of dollars of wasted spending in government bureaucracy, 7,000 units of government, unaffordable pension structures, the unaffordable health care structures, and really mandates and restrictions from state government to local governments that increases our tax burden and diverts resources from in our natural environment and from our schools and our infrastructure and puts it into government bureaucracy. I want to shrink that bureaucracy, grow the economy faster, and free up resources so we can enhance the quality of life for our citizens. And we're beginning to make real progress. You know, Charlie, we've added youth turkey hunting, hiking, wildlife watching, waterfowl hunting, and waterway access on more than 6,600 acres in 20 additional counties just since 2015, just since I became governor. We've added youth turkey hunting, is now on two weekends. And, for youth, if they, for youth deer tags, if there's an unfilled youth deer tag, now that the youth deer tag can be used in the first 3 days of the deer season so that there's more opportunity for youth. I want to bring more young people into the experience and have them enjoy the success and the deep satisfaction of hunting and fishing. And we're taking the money that used to be swept from our trout stamps, and we're now expanding the number of trout sites where our anglers can chase after trout around the state. And we're prioritizing natural resources in a way. And in my second term, I really want to take that to a whole other level, think outside the box, study what other states have done and the federal government to have best practices for natural resource management and enhancement, and make Illinois a leader in enjoying the outdoors.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to be with us this morning. Certainly, it seems hard to believe 4 years have gone by, and I really appreciate your sharing your thoughts with the state of Illinois and those of us who are interested in the outdoors, and I wish you the very best of luck from the point of view of continuing to advance the goals of natural resources in the state of Illinois. So thank you for joining us this morning, Bruce.
Thanks so much, Charles. Great to be with you. And let's all enjoy our blessed heritage in America of hunting and fishing and our outdoor sports.
Great. Thank you, Governor Rauner, very much. And for those of you, next week I'll continue with this discussion, but most importantly, I hope that you all take the opportunity to understand the various views of the people running for public office in the state of Illinois, particularly the governor's office, to understand how their views will impact your ability to enjoy the outdoor heritage we have in this state and to make it better in the coming years. Thank you very much for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.